Mark Belling is one of the conservative talk show hosts in Milwaukee credited with uniting blue-collar Republicans. He often makes fun of, well, anyone to the left of President Bush. But about 10 days ago, Belling used a derogatory term to describe undocumented Mexican immigrants. Milwaukee resident Ramona Puentes says she was offended.
It was an idiotic way of thinking. He's outdated, and he really needs to either have sensitivity training. He needs to walk in other people's shoes.
Other Latino activists want Belling fired, saying his first few apologies for the slur were half-hearted. After a series of protests against Belling, the Pottawatomie Casino and some other major advertisers decided to pull their commercials from Belling's radio show. Belling was not on the air yesterday, and the station's management from Clear Channel Communications plans to meet with the Latino leaders this afternoon. Latino group spokesperson and UW-Milwaukee professor Enrique Figueroa says Belling exceeded his free speech rights.
I personally, as an academic, have always espoused for everybody's right to free speech. The fact that this type of word was used, its content, its context, the way that an apology, a pseudo-apology was manifested, is that public airways are simply not that place to be mean-spirited, to racialize issues, and to be hurtful.
A few of Belling's backers are showing up at the protests and defending him, especially noting what seemed to be a more sincere apology by Belling over the weekend. Yesterday, outside a TV station where Belling has a weekly show, Belling's critics got into occasional shouting matches with Belling's supporter, Bob Braun.
Hold it. I run the Christian Civil Liberties Union. I'm not the ACLU. Part of what I do is defend people's rights. He apologized. What more do you want?
The TV station that carries Belling's show says it's looking into the contract it has with Belling's radio station. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.